I mean, much than I intended to, but that is totally fine. As I said, this is like a mixed matched playlist from a nap, but well, got through it anyway. But anyway, this was DJ Tolstoy, and you've been listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And this has been the Small Cactus Radio Hour with DJ Tolstoy. The last hour you'll be listening to before Friday. And lo and behold, it's 11:59. I'll ID the songs for a quick sec. First was Courtney Barnett and Kurt Vile with the song Continental Breakfast, their newest album, collab album, Lot of Sea Lice. This song had really grown on me. I must admit, I do like to listen to The Needle Drop, which is a music reviewing YouTube channel. Especially, I really like how he goes over the newest tracks, because often a lot of the songs that you've actually listened to are came from his like newest track roundup. Not all of it, but actually a good lot of it. Because it's just a good way to discover music that I probably would never have ventured into. Like, I probably would have never heard of Mastodon, if not for The Needle Drop. But either way, I remember he waxed poetic a lot about this newest collab, and I thought it's, like, all right. But I found that as I keep listening to it, it gets better and better for me. I don't know about that. But either way, it's really great. And let's see. Continental Breakfast, the other one was Over Everything, the two single tracks. And either way, next was That Poppy with the song Computer Boy from her newest album, I'm Poppy, which I find very interesting. I really enjoyed the album. It's like about 34 minutes long, if you can find it. You should definitely listen to it if you like this kind of music. I go back and forth, and probably this is not the time, but I have a lot of feelings about That Poppy, her persona, Titanic Sinclair, all that jazz that I'll probably just go over at a later date. But I suppose that it is time for me to head out. And oh, we got someone coming in. Fantastic. I'll play some music in the meantime, but this is the last of me. And have a wonderful night, everybody. Let's see. We're gonna just play this.
Listeners, this is DJ Mellow Max, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. You are listening to highly recommended music that I recommend highly. I am joined by some of my friends tonight. I think they are somewhere in the station. They will be found. You can... There's Ian. Hi, guys. This is DJ Mellow Max. This is 91.5. And this is, it is officially Friday. Happy Friday morning, everyone. Let's start it off. You know, oldest song should go first, just because that's how seniority works, right? Started my music and realized I wasn't plugged into anything. So, let's change that. All right, here's actual music, yeah. Actually, music, actually, yeah. Cool. Actual music, actually.
leaden winter would bring you down forever, but you rode upon a steamer to the violence of the sun. Run laughing through your fingers, and you want to take her with you to the heartland of the winter. Her name is Aphrodite, and she rides a crimson shell, and you know you cannot leave her, for you touch the distant sands with tales of brave Ulysses, how his naked ears were tortured. Fishes run laughing through your fingers, and you want to take her with you to the heartland of the winter.
We are back. This is DJ Max, DJ Mellow Max, and I am joined by...
My name is Noah Zussman.
All right.
I'm Ian.
DJ Noah Zussman.
Ooh. DJ Noah Zussman.
DJ Noah Zussman.
Some call me DJ IJ.
DJ Enzus, that's what they call me.
Enzus. All right, so I was in a bit of a Halloween mood, so coming up next are some songs about spiders.
The Monster Mash, that's a good one.
I played that one last week. You would have known if you were listening, but it's okay. Anywho.
Back. Handed.
I love my fans. Here's They Might Be Giants. You're what?
I'm your biggest fan.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, totally. Dude. That blows.
Goop goop kitty, goop goop kitty, goop goop kitty, goop goop kitty. Spider.
He is our hero.
Spider. Get rid of Spider.
Step on Spider.
Spider.
We love you, Spider.
I promise not to kill you.
Spider. Spider.
We love you, Spider.
Spider. Get rid of Spider.
Must stop
Spider.
He is our hero.
Thank you.
injury. If only this, if only that, if only in my guts. See my life before my eyes, trampled underfoot.
Creepy crawling, creepy crawling, creepy crawling, creepy crawling. All the creeps go creepy crawling, fighting every night. How can stealing candy from a baby seem alright? Corvino, carrying crows, skulking with his mobile. Slippery peepog eyes, stick on smiley smile. Small prints like quicksand, not a wooden leg to stand on. Sinking through my stomach, the ground beneath me gone. Freefall colophilia, clutching at straw. Mixed with bloody feathers from scruff of neck of crow. Johnny go, Johnny gone, too much junk in your tum tum tum. See this finger, see this thumb, see this fist, and watch it come.
Manager now at Newcastle, Bill.
Have you ever been told off? What a diabolical question you'd ask,
Bill.
So off, didn't you? You can put that in the radio as well. What a disgraceful question.
Put that out. Hey? I just had to ask you that.
You might.
Steven, I come on, man. gaze on your eyes. And it will go away. See? You've only lived a minute of your life. I must be dreaming.
Outside the door. Demon, I can
You know, I was listening to that drum solo the other day, and it got me thinking, because like that album was released in 1972. If you think about the history of drum solos, like, after what point were you like when was the 1,000,000th drum solo ever in rock music? Or I feel like, how many drum solo, being Carl Palmer in that song, or I feel bad drummer of ELP, anywho, but like being in that position, percussionist, yeah, Carl Palmer called it, yes. Being in that position, like, was that one of the first 1,000,000 real rock drum solos ever? Like, when's the cutoff? Anyway, so we had a long set right there. We had some creepy songs. We had They Might Be Giants with Spider, and then Chumbawamba with Creepy Crawling, and then Alice Cooper with Steven, and then Emerson, Lake, and Palmer with Nut Rocker. And this next song is kind of creepy. And then we're gonna go into some less creepy stuff. Ooh, and so let's see. I played 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 songs tonight. That means this next song is going to be my 495th song on radio. Pretty cool. The 500th song is gonna be tonight. I had to figure out what it's gonna be. But coming up next, a song about a fairly Halloween topic, and yet not fairly. You'll see why I was vibing with Halloween and thought of this. And I don't know, Nut Rocker is just too soon to be thinking about like Christmas and stuff. But yeah, so coming up next, a song about werewolves.
The streets of Soho in the rain. He was looking for the place called Lee Ho Fooks. Gonna get a big dish of beef chow mein. Kitchen door. You better not let him in. Little old lady got mutilated late last night. Werewolves of London again. Gent who ran amok in Kent. Lately he's been overheard in Mayfair. You better stay away from him. He'll rip your lungs out, Jim. I'd like to meet his tailor. With the Queen, doing the werewolves of London. I saw Lon Chaney Jr. walking with the Queen, doing the werewolves.
Trader Vic's. And his hair was perfect.
I am a cyborg, born, if you may call it that, in a world that is dense and black, created without a desire to draw breath, without a desire to have being, without a yearning just to be. It like my desire back, my life back, my soul back, my humanity. Oh, how I long for it. For an era I have meditated, like the primordial Buddha beneath the body. My pseudo mind, pseudo wonder. I climbed and I clambered, and I ambled upon some understanding. The gold beneath the virtual rainbow. I am bereft of two human things, two things that a cyborg can never do. Two things that I strive for. Two things between myself and mankind. Death and the vomit. I want the perspiration. I want the nausea. I want to be sick. I want to feel the hot, piquant nuggets. I wanted to find passage through my cold figure. I want to make a mess. I want the odor. I want the spectacle, and I want it again. I want it all. And I would like to die. A noble death. Or a coward's death. A hero's death. Or a lonely death. To die in the arms of a lover. Or the arms of an alien. I desire my catch of experience to pulsate through my quasar synapses. And then to be gone, expired, perished, fallen, dead, forevermore. Hello. My name is Hantayumi. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio.
So, yeah, that was a cool little shout-out right there from my good friend Hantayumi, the Confused Cyborg. That last song was Hantayumi, the Confused Cyborg, by King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard off of their second album of 2017. I am really desperate for the next album to come out. I've been waiting and waiting, and the rumors online were that it was going to come out like last Friday, and now it's almost Friday again. Ooh, maybe it'll be this Friday. I don't know. I'm kind of losing my mind. Exciting. It just cannot wait. Ah, such a good time. So that was number 496. We are getting close, you know, it's hard to, you know, it's weird, like, I ended up here, you guys ended up here, like, what are the chances of that happening, you know? It's just,
yeah, right?
Like, such a small world.
Sam, I want your commentary. That
we've made. Speak into the mic, please, Noah.
I personally am very proud of the progress that we've made.
Yeah, honestly, like, we're almost real people, and, you know what, like, how did this all happen? It's, you might just say that. Well, did you guys get that before? It was, we were talking about, like, wow, how did we all end up here? It's crazy. It's almost like, or it's as they say. And then I played One Thing Leads to Another. Haha, it's like One Thing Leads to Another by The Fix. It's, whoa. Finished my sentence. I thought that was clever. Anywho, up after that was Premiata Forniera Marconi, an Italian prog rock group from, like, the 70s, but, that was a new album released in 2017. Interesting sound, definitely different, different from their older stuff. They had a very, very typical prog rock, like, Yes sound. And, anywho, this is song 499, and there will be no break before 500, so be prepared. So exciting. Ooh, I almost played them in the wrong order. That would have been... would have worked, but, coming up next, The Police. I don't know where The Police went. Police, come back. Or, let's see. Da 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 da. Ba ba ba. Alright. Here's The Police for real.
It's the same old thing as yesterday.
Riding on the path we made to you.
Alright, well, that was just two songs. Oh, well, first The Police with King of Pain, or I think I already said that one. But then we had Fountains of Wayne with Little Red Light from their 2003 album Welcome Interstate Managers. And before that, Fountains of Wayne again with Survival Car. I don't know, they were, I've always liked them. They've always been an excellent band to listen to. So, here is the hourly PSA. If any of my friends outside would like to come in and help me read it, I would not have a problem with that. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Numbers to think about. PSA. U.S. healthcare. Some healthcare numbers to think about. 1% of the U.S. population accounts for 22% of total healthcare spending, and the top 5% accounts for 50%. The second paragraph, yeah.
Analyzed from a slightly different perspective, if Americans are divided into two groups, the healthier half uses just 3% of all medical care dollars, while the less healthy half accounts for 97% of all U.S. healthcare costs. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts, Freeform Educational Radio. Thank you.
Wow! Wowee! Wowee, Rick!
Wowee, Noah! That was really something.
Yeah, well, it is now 12:57. This is Mellow Max, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thus wraps up my hour just about. I think I might be able to squeeze in one more song. Any closing remarks, gentlemen?
Peace out.
Good night.
To the world.
Good night.
Good night. Well, we have a moment. I need to find a song to play anyway.
Ah.